there, guys.
We know we're supposed to do the intro music. I guess.
We're back. Hey. Welcome back, movie fans. Pete here.
And Brian.
And Neil.
And not with Irish Dave. Sadness.
He got the sickness.
Not that sickness.
He's down with like the minor sickness.
Yeah, scratchy.
He's going to make it.
Well, you know.
He's got the man cold, so we're trying to keep our fingers crossed he pulls through.
Manfluenza.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst. So, we are three dads tonight, navigating the films of our utes.
Did you say two utes?
Two utes. We have to do that movie.
Well, it's on the line.
It's got,
on the list.
I can't wait to do my cousin video. Two youths.
Youths.
We're going to navigate a film tonight that I have not seen in... When did this movie come out?
97.
Oh,
I was going to say 97.
I have not seen this movie in 24 years.
I was just saying, I can't remember. I saw it recently, but I can't tell you why. So maybe it's just like a fever dream.
I don't even want to know what like Airbnb you were in that like had no videos except for
like
Con Air.
Cabin of nowhere.
It had like two videos, and it was like Velocipastor and Con Air.
I'd pick Velocipastor.
I would have.
I would stay there again.
Yeah, that's five stars.
Would recommend.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like, honey, we have
super host.
We have Con Air and the Wicker Man. Do you want Bunny or Bees?
Bunny or Bees?
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Do you remember what Nick Cage's character's name is? Isn't it something really goofy?
Poe.
It's Poe.
Poe.
Poe what?
Schmuck.
Poe McSchmuckerson. Okay.
Poe McSchmuckerson?
Well, I haven't seen this movie, but
I
definitely
think it's something like.
Wait,
like,
you've never seen this?
No. Recently, but okay. But when I close my eyes, I see the Nick Cage like hair blowing in the wind.
Okay, we all see that.
Well, yeah. You can't unsee it.
No, no. This is a nice spot in the pantheon of Nick Cage movies.
Yeah, it's almost apex Cage.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, because this was like his first action role, right?
Right.
Where he's the badass tough guy.
Yes, he was an action movie star. This is
you almost said that.
This was the beginning of that.
Almost said that with a straight face.
Yeah, this is what started. Like, what if Nick Cage is an action star?
Yeah, maybe he could audition for Superman, Man of Steel. Like, didn't he audition?
He
for
wanted
him?
It real
they
bad.
They were making it. Yeah, Tim Burton was. It was happening. There's footage of him wearing a suit.
A suit.
And also with like a long flowing hairs, like he.
It must have been. It must have been like around this time. And then he went off and went like into like was it adaptation and
adaptation was like 4 years later maybe
yeah
there was some stuff
but it was in National Treasure was around this time
and the movie Gone in 60 Seconds
and then Ghost Rider was around this time too.
Was it really?
That's a.
Yeah.
I'm pretty. We're gonna IMDb.
It's just Nick Cage's personal IMDb.
For a while, like Nick Cage is. So much, there's variety because you're right. Like, this movie did really well, and it was like he's the next action star. And I'm not gonna lie, he was pretty jacked. I remember him being, I was watching, like, he's kind of a badass.
He worked out,
like,
he made a lot of action movies. He went and bought all those castles and like the T-Rex skull,
and then he got weird. And then he's like,
I think people discovered he was weird.
Oh, good point.
Well, he was super weird before this.
What I'm saying,
yeah.
And, like, but never, everyone was like, oh, he's just eccentric, and then they're like, he's just weird.
Yeah, he tones it down in the movies.
Yeah.
And even, like, when watching this movie, I remember when I last saw him, like, oh, his performance is okay.
What
like,
do you... I don't remember anything about this movie.
Well, I remember that there are really great villains, because we have, of course, John Malkovich as Cyrus the Virus.
Oh, that's
Steve
right.
Steve Buscemi.
We have Steve Buscemi as the crazy cannibal dude.
Oh my god.
Is Ving Rhames in this?
Ving Rhames is it as Nate Dog or something like that. Or Diamond Dog.
Diamond Dog.
And then...
I'm like, wow, this is a great cast.
Is Danny Trejo in this?
Danny Trejo is in this as Johnny 13. Why do I remember all this?
Why?
Oh, Johnny 20 or something like that.
Is the number how many people he's killed?
Raped.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
Anyways, I remember too much about this movie. I am saying too much about myself right now. Let's watch this thing.
Let's go get some ice cream, some scotch, or some bourbon, and answer three questions. Neil, what are the questions we're going to answer? Question number one, no pressure.
Does the movie hold up?
Ooh, we got it. Question number two.
Should we make our kids watch
it? No, you got it wrong, Dad.
Should we?
Now you're just doing it on purpose.
You've only been on like 40 episodes or anything.
That's true. And I've said the same thing every time. It'll be right if I keep saying it.
Yeah.
Should the movie be remade, rebooted,
removed
from the earth,
recycled, repurposed,
rejected,
mm-hmm.
retconned, aired,
relapsed, ooh. Retconned. Okay, retcon air.
It took
me a second.
It landed eventually.
I like it. Landed. Oh. He's on fire.
Oh, that's what the people tune into.
Jokes are taking off right now. Terrible. And then the question three.
Question three. Is this movie directed by the same guy that did the Rick Astley music video? And the answer is yes.
No. Oh, we're going to get
look
inundated.
It up. I dare you to
look
it up.
We're going to get Rickrolled so hard.
Actually, we should just stop the podcast right now and go into Rickrolling.
Oh, we don't have the rights to
no,
it. We don't have the ducats.
But I'll never give you up, Brad.
I'm never going to let you down, Pete.
Okay. Neil, I'll probably turn around and hurt you, though.
I fall for it every time.
Oh, yeah.
Just all like right. Those memes Kevin sends.
Oh. Better than Meat Spin.
On that note, let's go do this. We'll see you guys in right after Steve Buscemi eats a few people. All right. Do 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 do.
Yeah, that's soulful. That's what we needed.
Yeah. Trees and stuff.
What do you say, guys?
Hey.
All killer, no filler.
Honestly, that movie could have been about 47 Jerry Bruckheimer camera cuts shorter.
Oh, just 47? Every 2 seconds was a camera cut during
and
the action.
Everything
scenes.
Explodes. This is a world in a world where everything explodes.
It's Jerry Bruckheimer.
This comes a Jerry Bruckheimer film.
Everything crashes. Everything, like, we had explosions in cells. We had explosions on airfields.
A ladder fell down and it exploded. They drove, the plane crashed through an armored truck, and it instantly exploded. And they're kind of made to not explode.
You know what didn't explode? Was Dave Chappelle when he fell from the airplane and landed in the car. There was no explosion of body parts. That was ridiculous.
Okay, as a state scientist, have you ever seen what happens when a human figure falls from a great height?
That is correct.
What happens?
At a certain height, particularly at the height of that level, you have complete disarticulation, and from that level, it's like a water balloon. Sploosh.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I rest my case.
Especially if it lands on a Buick.
So if you write a message,
yeah. I don't know, whatever.
I thought it was a Volvo.
Volvo. I mean, what was
it? It was a station wagon.
It was a hefty enough car that it should have been...
Boxy, but safe.
Yeah. The people were fine inside. They were the only people that survived this movie.
Oh, my God. Everyone dies. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That was fun, to be fair. But let's do a two-sentence synopsis before... Because we have copious notes.
Yes, I mean, I've got pages here. I'm starting with... We'll get there. Thank you. Our Foley artist is good at getting the sound effects.
Yes.
Legitimacy.
Oh, I just... Never mind.
That'll clean right up.
We'll fix it in post.
Who would like to go first?
It's unanimous.
All right, I'll go first.
Thank you.
Okay, Con Air. Poe Cameron must fly his TIE fighter.
Poe Dameron?
Poe Cameron.
Cameron Poe.
Sorry. Okay.
Flying his TIE fighter? He's not a part of the Empire.
He's X-wing. Not. I'd like to point out how many fatalities were caused by his actions in this movie.
Okay, he's
point
part of order. Touche. We digress. Your two sentences.
He may as well have killed some younglings.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Order 66.
Cameron Poe,
well done,
is supposed to be leaving prison on parole for a murder he did commit in self-defense when his plane is hijacked by a bunch of ruthless, crazy inmates. So what can he do? The answer? Go full Nicolas Cage and save the day at the cost of everybody's safety.
I think at the end he was leaving Las Vegas.
Oy.
Come on.
Yeah.
That was, Neil, that was that okay?
No, I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neil.
Before Zod.
Oh, before Zod. Sayonara.
There were a couple of decent lines. There were
so
lines.
Many
decent
lines.
There were a lot of bad ones,
there
too.
There were so many bad ones.
Oh, man.
Jeez, yeah.
In
a world.
This is fair. He's got to go there.
He's usurped it.
Let's see. In a world where Nicolas Cage's hair is so long...
You can't even finish the sentence.
I don't know, guys.
It's longer as the movie goes on.
He got the bunny back. He gave it to the girl. She was appropriately freaked out.
I know. You dig deep.
I actually, my initial reaction is thinking back to young me, like, loving this movie. How badass it seemed at the time. And I just wanted to look at myself and shake my head. Like, oh, you stupid, simple bastard.
I want to grab my younger self by the lapels and just...
Yeah.
Stop. Just stop.
Yeah. Stop. Like when he was going to punch the guy in the dress and then he just
open hand slapped.
Yeah. How many phantom punches did we catch in this movie? 4 or 5?
At least.
A dozen?
Yes.
At least.
I look at my former self in a bit of shame.
Just a bit?
Just a bit of
just
shame.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
All right, I got to try one here. In a world where convicts can actually overpower guards, take over the plane, fly to remove transponders, put them into another plane, get the feds off their back, and then fly to a... unknown airport in which they don't actually escape, but somehow sort of escape, and Nicolas Cage's hair kills everybody, and everything explodes, and nothing makes sense, and no one gives a shit, and what the fuck am I doing talking about this movie still?
They're there, Pete. They're there.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's all over
now. I got angry. Sorry. Just let it go.
Yeah. No.
I nailed it. 100%. All right.
I gotta say, before we dive into the hold up, because this has been something that's been bugging me the whole time. Well, actually, there are a couple things, but one I want to start with, because Neil, you mentioned like,
the opening
when
scene.
You were a kid.
Nay.
Was when we were kids, like, I wanted, like, Poe Dameron, like, you know?
Well, not Poe Dameron. Cameron Poe.
I wish it was Poe Dameron.
It's Poe Dameron.
I was like, I want to be Cameron Poe, like, badass. And now that I'm an adult, I realize I'm John Cusack. I'm just trying to do my job. I do it well.
And weirdly, you want to have the comedic timing of Steve Buscemi.
And command an audience like Steve Buscemi.
My God, scene stealer.
But yeah, I just find like I relate a whole lot more with the put upon John Cusack, who's just trying to land his bird, just trying to get his job done. And everyone keep messing it up, man.
I have comfy sandals.
It's a well-oiled machine. Just do what I say. I put a gun on the machine. Why did you put a gun in my machine?
Yeah, honestly.
I mean, we could start there. This whole thing would have been fine if someone's like, you know what maybe we shouldn't do?
Put a gun on them?
Put a gun on the most worthless undercover agent ever.
But Cyrus the Virus had already taken the other gun that was in the lockbox.
Right, and then what does this hot-headed, like,
guy... And there's an armory in the belly of the plane?
You know... In case you need to...
There's no guns on my plane. Except
for
that
lock...
No, they
got those from somewhere else, right?
Because he said, he was like, we have to get to them before they discover the armory. To which everyone should have, like, record... Armory?
Excuse me, says what?
But if that guy, if the agent, like, let's say the agent pulls the gun, right? And what does he do? Grabs Pinball, Dave Chappelle, and is like, okay, man, okay. If you don't do as I say and turn this plane around right now, I'm going to shoot your buddy. to a bunch of convicts.
Who all have killed people.
And then the guy's like, hold on, I'm now will shoot this cop. What do you say to this? And even Poe Dameron's like...
Not Poe Dameron.
Like, you've lost control of the situation, man. Like, you're fucked.
You're totally fucked. I'm gonna kill this. And Cyrus is just like, have you know how many convicts I've killed? Like,
what makes you think we care?
We don't care. Weirdly, however, I'm voting for this movie as holding up. I was thoroughly entertained. As like, it's one of those, like, it aged well because it's not a good movie, but I was entertained. It wasn't, there's like so many plot holes. There's so, but all of the, let me rephrase.
No, like,
all of the performances were stellar. I love John Malkovich's performance. John Cusack was typical John Cusack. Nicolas Cage was apex Cage here.
I mean, I don't know.
He didn't have a lot to work with the script.
I would say that the dialogue was so bad.
Yeah, but it worked on like a tongue-in-cheek. As long as you're not taking it seriously, nowhere near as seriously as it was taking itself.
Yeah.
It was a fun ride. Neil's like, no, man.
Well, I'm bringing up this, the Irish Days.
I'm trying, man.
We were entertained, but did it make it a good movie? Like, would you be like, oh, guys, you know what we need to watch, right? Like, you know what's on? Con Air. Let's all, hey, everybody, let's watch Con Air.
Yeah, so how did you watch this before?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I said, I'm pretty sure I've seen this in the last 10 years, and I couldn't tell you why.
I'm so sorry, man.
So, I think I agree with you. It's popcorn. This was like potato chips. You're eating them. They're good, but they're not really fulfilling, but you're still eating them.
This is mindless eating at 11 p.m., where I was saying it's the stack of Pringles. It's like, you don't want to eat all of them, but you're also fishing for the broken crumbs at the bottom and dumping them into your face.
But we're like old enough animal. To know better, guys.
Yeah. I mean, there's the big old matzo ball. Like, but we, said, we're spoiled now. When we see fight scenes, we see like the Daredevil, you know, hallway fight scene.
Oh, so good.
You know, we expect choreography. We expect there to be, you know, nuance and fighting, like John Wick. If we're going to see a car chase, it's going to be
something just hypnotic of angry Nicolas Cage walking in his walk, in his like angry walk, slow-mo, and then getting shot in the arm and like not phasing him. There's like,
I'm going to show you there is a God. Jesus, okay. Hair!
Put the bunnet down.
It's such a parody.
I told you to put the bunnet down.
I think if I wanted to have a movie like this that I could take more seriously, Air Force One would be what I'd watch.
Yeah, I think that
or
might be...
Snakes on a Plane?
Or Snakes on a Plane. Did I say... Sorry, I meant Snakes on a Plane.
Because yes, okay. I was like, do we really want to see Harrison Ford? Like,
get off my plane.
I hope that Air Force One holds up. I remember thinking that was a great movie.
Are we watching that next? Are we going to start doing plane movies for the next few?
I have the next movie.
We have a lot of... Yeah, we do have a lot of movies.
But still, Air Force One is...
I don't know, guys. I think, given 2 hours, I might watch Air Force One instead of this.
I might watch a lot
of honestly, it. And it's weird that you're, trying to, qualify this, and that's totally fine.
So, that's the hard part is, I think it was entertaining. This I had a lot of fun watching it with you guys. Like, this was
fun. This was fun to watch.
It was a fun night, but I don't think if, you know, I was going to sit
think
down
it's a good movie.
And be like, oh, you know what? Con Air's on. Yeah. I can't wait for that Leonard Skinner scene.
Although, I will say that, I would want to...
It's the parody of a Bruckheimer movie. I mean,
it is a Bruckheimer movie.
And it is a Bruckheimer, but that's what I mean. It's like he's parodying himself in this.
He's a caricature of his own movie making.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well,
but I would watch this movie again just so I could get the one-liners. I would want to, I wish I'd taken notes because I would have written all of them down and they were amazing. There were some really great moments.
But at the same time, for every good line, there was just some weird ones. Like, the last man who told me to wait, I burned him and bagged his ashes. That's not
I burned him down and bagged him?
Is that threat?
I burned him down and bagged his ashes.
Yeah.
Burnt him to...
He could have said, the last man who made me wait, I gutted him like a fish and then humped his eye sockets.
Ate him with some fava.
I mean, anything. I gently killed him and then burned the body, and then I sprinkled his ashes over the Great Lakes while singing a psalm.
The last man who lied to me, I shampooed him gently for 6 hours and then cut his throat.
See, that would have been more menacing.
Yeah. This is that pantheon of the super impossibly intelligent bad guy, but he's in this movie.
Oh, Cameron.
Cameron Poe.
Whatever. The last thing Casey is going to smell is my hot, stinking breath.
Yeah, like Pinball should be in this movie.
And he didn't make it very long.
And he didn't. No, he didn't.
He was awesome.
Oh, that's true. Dave Chappelle was pretty magical.
Dave Chappelle was great in this.
Yeah,
if you make it through this, I hope there are no hard feelings.
Baby, you're the best thing I've seen in 5 to 10.
And then anything Steve Buscemi says, it's the combination of Steve Buscemi like just randomly throwing out very intelligent psychoanalyses of the inmates, while Nicolas Cage and Bubba are just
having a moment,
side-eyeing this guy.
What was that for? Was about his mother not loving him.
Or misplaced,
misplaced rage.
Yeah.
Maybe he got loved too much or not enough. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's now to the point where moments of levity cause him pain.
Happiness
is his pain. Why are you talking? Steve Buscemi's weird.
Every scene he was in, he stole.
The Define Irony line was pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, what was it?
They're rocking out.
They're rocking out
to Alabama on a plane.
On a plane with a song from a band that died in a plane crash.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was the nice meta moment of the movie.
Yeah.
While we're talking about Steve Buscemi, again, loved his performance, but what was the added tension of, like, they talk about Steve Buscemi, who was like a cannibal who ate children, wore like a kid's head as a hat through three states or something like that.
Yes.
So, super crazy bad guy. He escapes to go have a tea party with some poor little girl out in like her...
The teacup's broken at the end, and he comes back. So, I think he killed her.
But no, but that was the explosion.
And then you see her waving... Bye, Mr. Man.
I missed that.
Well, but my point is, so he didn't kill the girl. But my whole point is that he's clearly crazy. He's with this girl. All the while, there is a massive explosive shootout at the OK Airplane Corral. Jerry Bruckheimer decided, guys, this scene's not tense enough. How can we up the tension? Well, what if Steve Buscemi's, like, maybe, like, gonna eat a girl? What? Like, yeah, he's a cannibal. Like, what if you have him? Like, he escapes... And he's having a teacup party with a girl. And
do
like,
the teacups explode? It's like, no.
We can
Bruckheimer,
show
slow down.
Broken? Do we can break one?
Slow your roll. Jerry, slow down.
How do you explode a teacup?
You can see him like he spent half the budget just trying to get an explosive teacup.
And then the plane lands on the Las Vegas Strip. And then things explode. No, dude, it doesn't. No, and then it like hits a telephone pole and it explodes. No, Jerry, stop.
See,
man,
that's the problem. Is like Jerry Bruckheimer was like he was given carte blanche. He's like, I'm gonna make a movie about a airplane full of convicts. It's gonna be exploding. All right, sounds good, Jerry. We'll get back to you.
I think he just wanted to make a movie about exploding things and then like fit the rest of this into that.
That 100% makes sense.
Yeah.
But just I could not figure out why he was like adding weird like psycho tension to the massive police shootout action scene.
No, because they put all of the craziest, baddest of the bad in one plane together.
But
weird how they didn't make that explode.
Right.
Although they gave half of them normal seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people in cages. Some people get like, you know, economy.
Yeah.
What's prison first class like? Was that the cages? Did they got their own cage?
Yeah, I mean, on the other hand, you get the cage. You don't have to sit next to someone who might set you on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who likes to spit. I don't know. The cages seem kind of nice.
I would definitely have taken a cage.
A Nicolas Cage?
You know me too well.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hey, hummingbird.
Yeah, again.
You're my hummingbird.
Every time he goes to meet her, like... tragedy ensues. Like, I just...
telling you, man.
I really do appreciate the little girl at the end, though. Just how grossed out she was by her dad, and, like...
what did we say? Like, when we saw that, you know, he gives her the teddy bear, and I was like, that is a real reaction.
Yeah.
Like, my child would be like, it's dirty.
Well, also, you notice it was not the same bear. Like, he picks up, like, this super soggy, charred gross sewage bunny. And when he gives it to her, it's just like a pink bunny that's a little torn, a little scruffy.
It's a little dirty.
It's like somehow, where's the bunny? It got moldy. Like, it might be a hazard. We have another one. We'll just, fuck it, whatever. No one's going to notice.
It's Vegas.
Yeah.
This is a perfect segue. Okay.
I was going to say, do we need to answer some questions?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Well, we've kind of already gone through question one.
Yeah.
But this is a perfect segue into I want to see Con Air 2.
Con Air 2.
Yes. I want
Max Power.
I want to see
Con Air.
No.
Air Driver.
There is. And so now, Nicolas Cage is older. He's been recruited by John Cusack to infiltrate the maximum security prison on the moon. And they have to fly to the moon. And then the guys from Fast and Furious 9 fly their cars up there. I fucking hated that movie, by the way.
Fair.
That was awful. And it's your fault for making me go to it. Saying that on the podcast.
We had to get in our movies for the moment.
I know. But no, there's some sort of like space jail. And...
enough said, people.
Well, you know, Jerry Bruckheimer's on. He's already good.
He's already there.
He's already put up $50 million of his own money.
Has been on the lam the whole time, and Nicolas Cage has to go and find him because he's the only one that knows the secret of this one super bad guy that's on space jail that's trying to be broken out. I don't know, by Nicolas Cage's daughter.
Plot twist.
And shit explodes.
There you go. There you go. Now we're getting it made.
Yeah. Pile of cocaine.
Huge pile of cocaine.
I want to see Macaulay Culkin play Steve Buscemi's character in the reboot, remake, whatever. They kind of look very similar. Perfect.
Yes. Macaulay Culkin is a just dead ringer for Steve Buscemi. Mm-hmm.
See, in my world, I'm thinking the girl that Steve Buscemi had tea with, he infiltrated her mind, he convinced her of all of his worldviews, and now she is the next bad guy.
Ooh. Because she watched all of the trauma of, like,
she got completely on board with what he was selling.
And Phil, who's the air traffic controller, killed himself in the...
Yeah.
Oh, no, he was already dead.
Look where she grew up, on an abandoned airfield with, like, all of that crap, having dirty tea parties in a waterless pool with Steve Buscemi. Like,
obviously, she's gonna parents grow up to be not paying attention.
He definitely did some psycho babble on her.
Oh, yeah.
Well, where were her parents? Oh, my God. Did he kill her parents?
No. The Mexican cartel guys killed Phil in the...
And that
tower.
Was her dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, she's gonna this grow shit up got to be dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Yep.
God, this movie is tragic. Can we just take a moment? How many people died in this damn movie for this plane?
A lot.
So many people
like right off
died.
Right off the bat, I think it was at least six in the very first kill spree on the plane, just taking over the plane. Then there was Dave Chappelle, 40,000 feet.
Give that a half credit because he's, you know...
Well, he was already dead because
he was a bad guy.
He was in the wheel well.
He was in the wheel well.
Wheel well.
Wheel well.
Cool whip.
Whip. Whip. But, I mean, then they land in Vegas and they kill all... You know many people
died. How many people died on the strip as the plane's going through and cars
probably
are
like
blowing up?
At least some people were really hurt when Pinball hit the ground and caused that, like, 19-car pileup in downtown whatever'sville.
Yeah, what city did he fall in?
Carson City. Yeah. Carson. I mean, just... What, they didn't shoot that plane down.
Yeah, this is
no,
much
don't
better.
Shoot the plane down. He's just trying to get... This one guy's trying to get back to his wife and kids. Okay.
Yeah.
He died a hero.
Plot hole.
Somewhere between Space Jail and Steve Buscemi and the girl.
There's definitely a reboot.
Just
worthy.
Just do a hard reboot.
Would you do a straight reboot?
Sure. I mean, the hard part is that I'm trying to think like what was this movie?
Who would
so
play Nicolas Cage?
Tom Holland. Let's get Tom Holland. I want him to get jacked and get long Jesus dreads.
Like Cena, John Cena.
Oh, I think. I mean. I want someone younger. I want someone who's a little bit...
Okay.
Who's...
We're so old, we don't know anyone who's in the movies anymore.
Who's, like, really popular on the Disney Channel right now?
Oh, who's the new Batman? Patterson? Peterson?
James... James Patterson.
Robert Pat. Yeah, there we go. Grow long, flowing locks of hair.
Why was his hair so long? That was such a choice.
I don't know, dude.
Why was his hair so long?
It was really weird. It was so somehow long. Like he, I don't know. There were a lot of choices. Not all of them were good.
Were there any good choices?
So that's why I'm having a hard time trying to reboot this. Like, what do I want to see that I'm like...
Not this movie.
So, I think Why Bother would be my...
But, again, it's weird because, like, we're shitting on it, but I'm like, I was thoroughly entertained. It was almost like being at the gladiatorial games. It's like, it's disgusting. Limbs are flying everywhere. Johnny 23's
got a donkey show
in half. And yet, I'm like, give me more.
It was enjoyably bad. I mean, we were laughing at it quite a
lot. Yeah, I would have watched another half an hour.
We should do Con Air 3099, where it's now space prison and they're in a barge in space. Same story, just now they're
and
in prison.
Sam Neill becomes the devil from Event Horizon and it's not.
You know, I know you're throwing out as a joke, but I'm on board.
I'm on board.
Lawrence
Fishburne
with that.
Too. Oh man, that was.
That's a good movie.
No, it's not. That movie is fucking terrible. I laughed when it was like, Sam Neill's the devil? That's fucking weird.
I mean, just made, again, choices. I think they ran out of budget. But.
Okay. That's fair.
All right, Neil, you think there's anything?
I think we've covered a lot of ground here, guys. Yeah.
Very quickly, then, question three.
Again, we run into... This is a pretty
punishment
harmless,
or...
It's so minimal. Like, I feel like if it was on, like, TV, and like, oh, I'm like, yeah, you kids might enjoy this. Like,
it's not a punishment.
Yeah,
not a punishment.
That's not a punishment. I think they might dig it, but...
I would think 14-year-old kids would be like, this movie's awesome! And then I would punish them when they're 27 and make them watch it again.
You still are going to be punishing
what
your kids
we just
at
did
27?
Ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Like, remember that movie you guys watched and said it was awesome when you were 14, Con Air? Oh, yeah, I fucking love that movie, Dad. Yeah. Now that you're an adult, let's sit down and dissect this movie.
They could probably watch it as like teens and just, you know, whoa, that's blowing stuff up. Bruckheimer. Yeah, you know, that's true. Like, I think it's just my only issue.
To be honest, like, I had a 14-year-old client training them a couple weeks ago, and they're like, oh my God, have you seen Fast and Furious 9? It's fucking awesome.
See?
And so then I went to see it that weekend. He asked me the next week, so did you see it? What'd you think? I'm like, possibly one of the worst pieces of garbage I've ever seen. He's like,
Biodome?
I said one of.
Oh, fair.
There was a flying Fiero in space in that fucking movie.
There's a lot.
Okay, I'm sorry. They turned a Pontiac Fiero into a fucking rocket ship.
That was a lot.
That's You're so a- glad you didn't see this, did you?
Yeah.
That was my first Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah, they came a long way from stealing VCR or DVD players, excuse me.
VCRs, that would have been a long way. Got the Betamax, you guys. Who wants a laser disc?
Laser.
What are we watching next week?
So I would like to propose Toy Soldiers.
Okay.
How is that? Do you guys ever see Toy Soldiers?
I've never seen it.
Louise Gossett Jr. We have
Louise or Lewis?
Louis Gossett Jr.? I don't know.
Louis
Gossett Jr., that guy.
Okay, from Iron Eagle? We should watch that.
This could be, and then we'd leap into that, but then it's also got Sam Gamgee.
Sean Astin?
Yeah, that's right.
Have you seen it?
I don't think I've ever seen the whole movie.
And Will Wheaton.
Oh, yeah.
So Toy Soldiers is about a private school that gets taken over by terrorists who hold all the students hostage to leverage getting some, like, prisoners or whatever released. And so it turns into this whole cat and mouse thing where, like, the bad boy, Sean Austin, has to figure out a way to thwart these bad guys.
You said something I don't understand.
Sean Austin?
Bad boy, Sean Austin.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a total tough guy. You know this because he wears a sleeveless, like, shirt and, like, hammer pants. And, like, he pulls hijinks and pranks.
Like MC Hammer pants?
Yes, I do believe that those make an appearance.
You're not kidding.
Let's do it.
This is what I'm picturing in my head.
Oh, okay. Then let's do this.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I watched this movie at least a dozen times as a kid because there were only a dozen movies to get at the general store for rental.
I understand.
One of them was, you know... Commando, yep. I think, was up there.
So, Predator.
Predator. Well, we owned Predators. Okay. So that was always
RoboCop.
Yeah.
There's only a few that were in high rotation.
Yeah. So
I got you.
Toy Soldier is one of them. So I think, and it's free on like Hulu or Netflix.
Do you
Netflix.
Have any other suggestion? Or we'll, let's just do.
We've been talking about that one.
Okay. And then we can dovetail into Iron Eagle because.
And or Officer and a Gentleman, which is another movie gossip June.
Ooh. Or Dickstown.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We can do a whole. Huh? We'll discuss.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get there.
Guys, thank you very much for joining us today. Send us an email at dadsmovienight@gmail.com. Let us know what movies you want us to watch. You can find us on the podcasting sites of your choice. Spotify.
iTunes. I mean, if you're hearing this, you've probably figured out how to use them.
I think you can Google the internets and do that.
Use your Safari to...
Firefox.
Use your Firefox to
ask
Chrome.
Jeeves.
Yes, you can web crawl all the way to us.
I'm going to go on Netscape.
Alta Vista.
Hmm.
Bing.
Well, it's time we land this bird and
Wolf.
Fly on out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, any other final thoughts?
Delta.
So Nick Cage was home for 25 minutes and he sired that girl, right?
No, she was already pregnant somehow.
Oh, that's right, because he was listening to her and he had a conversation.
Wait, that brings up a good point. So she was like maybe like just starting second trimester, right?
At least, yeah.
You know.
She didn't show a baby.
Right, so that means that he was on leave, they met up, he didn't kill anybody, they had sex. She got pregnant, and then he went back to be deployed and base. I don't want to
know. For another 6 weeks?
Yeah, for like 2 more months, and then was like, and I'm out skis.
He clearly won the war.
Plausible.
He single-handedly won the war, guys.
Also, I don't think like when you get discharged, like you all set up in a line and someone gives you
a attaboy speech. I do believe that Nicolas Cage can inseminate someone with his mind from across the planet.
I guarantee you he's tried.
He's trying right now. I think he can, like, you say his name 3 times, and he tries to inseminate someone. Just like, from one of his 19 castles.
I'm just going to slide this mirror away from you, Pete. Don't touch it with your nose or anything else, please.
I think you've had enough, okay.
Because Pete's had enough.
Green light that movie.
Jerry Bruckheimer's online. He's saying he's already down.
He's on board. All right, so that's it. Any other parting shots? Any salvos?
That courtroom scene was bullshit.
Oh, my God, yeah. You're like, that's not how that works. So much of that movie how that works.
No, you just, it's Alabama. If someone attacks, like, she does to say, yeah, 3 guys attacked my husband. They were really drunk. They were harassing us in the bar, and they were out there, and he killed one of them probably because they were going to kill him. Is that what happened? Yeah, that's what happened. I can't even do his stupid Southern accent. Yeah, that's
just
what happened.
Just do Sean Connery.
That's what happened.
Yeah, they were perfect.
He came at me and I did the Chicago way. I put him in the morgue.
Perfect. Good night, everybody. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Sorry.
Welcome to Dad's Movie Night.
Not again.
Not again.
No.